On Friday, July 16th, a beautiful code that activates your mind is activated. So 16 reduced to 7, and the date adds up to 19, which reduces to 10 and 1. And 7 and 1 are in the mind triad. So your mind is highly stimulated today. It means your ideas are coming rapidly. They may bring new beginnings. Certainly the Prince of Heaven number 19 is shedding light on something. And that means you can intuit solutions and see the light, because the Prince of Heaven number represents the sun. So any project that requires analysis and research is favored. Brilliant insights come readily at this time. New beginnings steer you in a surprising direction. And your intuition allows you to integrate any unexpected changes by bringing clarity and peace of mind. So spend time in nature today so you can catch your breath. Excitement and inspiration infuse your day. It's best to find some quiet time alone too, because that will also keep you grounded. Now the moon is opposite Chiron today for a few hours, so healing through love is enhanced. It's a great time to start any kind of therapy. Massage is wonderful too, so another way to process the potent healing energy. Definitely don't be too hard on yourself. Engage in loving conversations and allow your inner spirituality to awaken, because it's going to require your full attention at this time. Then Saturday, the 17th of July, a beautiful code as the number 20 universal date brings a lot of love and intuitive guidance, and inspires you to connect intimately with others with beautiful kindness and consideration. And 17 always invites you to be strong, take the lead, be confident, and just keep reestablishing that connection to source. So you can manifest incredible feats today as your inspiration merges with your inner confidence for spectacular outcomes. You have the courage and strength to trust and share your intuitive downloads. And so surrender is a big part of your life too. Recognizing your tremendous capacity to create is also part of this life, especially regarding finances and leadership. So lead from a place that nothing can go wrong. All is there for you. And this courage blended with kindness, this 17 and 20 combo, allows you to taste the sweetness of life. The sun is opposite Pluto today, and that means you're experiencing a very powerful rebirth. This is definitely another indication of surrender, setting yourself free through surrender and acceptance. And that really is a deep shift that is happening. It enables you to evolve to a higher plane. So relax into your new way of being. Your inner power is being reinvigorated. Channel the intensity of this moment into your goal. You're going to reap great rewards if you ignite your drive to succeed. And be sure to breathe and rest and let go of bygones and meditate in order to stay present with any changes in your life. Sunday the 18th is a date of 21, so the 21st century, the number of truth, the number of joy, and creating a double three of expressive, joyful communication. And 18, of course, is the number of healing and health and rest and dreams and loving. So letting go opens your heart to happiness. Allow love to be your guide as you feel very caring, very joyful. Nurture your physical body by focusing on healing and rest. It is a Sunday, so it's a wonderful code for a Sunday. Laugh more and take a lighter approach to life. Reflection and creativity allow you to connect to the deepest parts of your heart. Leadership is expressed through wisdom and being open to seeing the humor in any challenging situation. And so this is also, of course, the number 21 reduces to 3, and we are in a 12-3 universal month. So 3 is a very social number. So it is a Sunday. So even though you also want to take time to rest, it is also a good time to share those little joys in life with others. The moon squares Saturn today, a short-lived few hours of greater sense of duty, working in seclusion, emotional commitment to a task, a project, or a relationship that is strengthened. Again, the call is to get extra rest because you may feel energetically a little bit more depleted today. So be clear and honest with how you're feeling. Take your feelings seriously and take responsibility for your emotions. All right, then on the 19th, on Monday, we have a new beginnings energy with the number 19. That is the Prince of Heaven number, the Sun. And today the code adds up to 22, which is the Architect of Peace number. So this is a very big day. Lots of new beginnings and breakthroughs bring you to a place of serenity. The light of the stars merge with your ingenious inspirations to create tremendous forward momentum, but it's always rooted in peace. So all those original ideas need to be recognized and applied, and organization and planning will help you manifest your insights into practical results as long as you feel that inner peace. So this is a powerful master number day and a powerful Prince of Heaven number day. So, you know, you really can be that vessel of inspiration. In the heavens, Mercury squares Chiron, and you may have a great urge to make a difference as a result. Magical powers can be accessed when you use the positive vibration of this transit. So tune in mentally and you'll get exactly to the crux of the matter. Guard against overthinking today. You want to feel your way into the solutions. Observe any anxiousness or nervousness. You are supremely poised to express healing through words and writing when you let go of frustration or overwhelm. Your intuition is on a high and your psychic skills come naturally. Now, on the 20th of July, we have a code that adds up to 14. And 14 is the number of media, communication, connection, crowds, taking a risk, right? Writing, publishing. And 20 is the number of harmony and peace and the awakening. It's called the awakening by the ancient Chaldeans. So harmony is reached when you take a risk and explore. Being flexible creates security. Inner peace comes from a place of joyful acceptance. Connecting one-on-one or in group settings is greatly favored. Romance is wonderfully enhanced today, so celebrate your intimate relationships. Right, the 14 reduces to 5. That is all about the exploration of the five senses. It's very passionate energy. All your communication is infused with compassion and kindness. Share and respect all your differences. Okay, so sharing meaning sharing your heart while respecting how others may feel differently. That is really the key, because 14 and 5 are about lots of different ways of exploring life. So, you know, the multitude of being individual, and then 20 brings it all together where we are at one because we're able to listen to each other. So love without expectations. That can be difficult, right? Love without expectations. Now, Mercury sextiles Uranus today. This is the lower and higher mind in a beautiful connection, the sextile, and that means they're in total harmony. There's incredible inspiration and integration. You have great powers of observation. Your perception of your life is broadened as well, and you get inspired by revolutionary ideas, which is Uranus. Your fields of interest expand to include more unusual topics or something that you had not considered, right? That's creating a surprising twist in your life. You crave more independence as well. On Wednesday, July 21st, we have a code of truth and joy 21 merged with 15, The Spiritual Alchemist. So this is about creating alchemy through love and joy. And since July is a 12 universal month, which reduces to 3, today's 21 day is a reverse mirroring of 12, which is a powerful activation of creativity, self-expression, and happiness. So enjoy this loving, abundant, richly rewarding day. Be creative, use your imagination. Abundance is activated through creativity, so nurture everything that uplifts and heals you. Pay attention to your physical well-being. This is a wonderful day for self-nurturing, and magical outcomes are yours to get today. The moon trines Mars, and that gives emotional focus and direction and passion, and you become more conscious of your goals. Your instinct is strong. You know, this is a day of fire and passion and enthusiasm. So you may feel a little more impulsive, so guard against overreacting. It's a wonderful day for enterprising small successes. And of course, with Mars in general, Mars likes to go its own way, forge its own path, so you yearn for independence. On the 22nd of July, we have the Architect of Peace number, the Master number 22, merged with the number of meditation and inspiration, 16-7. This is also the number of leadership, but leadership that is rewarded when you solve and listen to your intuition for every step of the way. So if you can, take a time out and take stock of your inner and outer resources. Organize, plan, listen, spend time alone, work on your home, be with your family. Take a time out for yourself to establish that inner peace inside your heart, and also connect with nature today. Go out and feel the breeze, feel the weather, the sun, or clouds, whatever the case may be. You just feel inspired when you communicate with Mother Earth. Venus is opposite Jupiter today, and that means you want to celebrate and enjoy yourself. So it's a great time to just have a day of pleasure, of fun, and also to not feel up to working so hard. Even though it is the 22nd and that is a number that reduces to 4, which is work, you also need that extra time of not working. So really, it's a balance today. So play is your key word here. Being playful, affectionate, loving, socializing is favored. Guard against doing too much of a good thing and use precaution with that. But definitely, if you can take a break today, this is a great time to do that. Then on Friday, the 23rd of July, we have a 17 code, the immortality number, and 23 is the Royal Star of the Lion number. This is a code of strength. You just feel super confident, very flexible, very open. You receive divine downloads. They lead to fortunate shifts. You know, the Royal Star of the Lion number instills you with such confidence. And you can proceed intrepidly now. This is just a code of courage, leadership, and empowerment. And so you want to celebrate your successes. So take time for that. Allow them to inspire you to greater heights. Step into the limelight. Proclaim who you are. Explore opportunities and investments. You just have great confidence in your abilities and the successful implementation of your intentions. Now, in the Americas, there is a full moon today, late in the day. It is, of course, exact on July 24th, universal time. And so for that forecast, please turn to part one. And so Saturday 24th, 2021 adds up to 18. And this date, which is the universal date for the full moon in Aquarius, this date activates a 369 triad of love and self-expression and creativity, because July is a 12-3, it's the 24th, which is a 6, and it's an 18 date, which reduces to 9, 369. So you have the nurturing, the imagination, wanting to share with others, listening closely, creating, romance, family, right? taking time to indulge in beauty, something absolutely that you adore. Love and joy are carrying you through this wonderful day. And Mercury is trine Neptune, and this is also exact during the full moon in Aquarius. It really enhances your imagination. So this is just a fabulous day to engage in activities that nourish your heart and soul.